shot him again, mm-hmm. and he came towards us, and we took off, and he just stopped again to see where we went, mm-hmm. and so we shot him again, so he just took off into the woods again.
Wow.
Then I saw this big old snake I saw last time we went, big old rattlesnake going down Suwannee River, mm-hmm. right by the Okie Pinokie.
Yeah.
And we're going down by the water. No, I see he was dead already, but he was on his limb. Mm-hmm. He must have dried out or something. Mm-hmm. And he must have been 7 feet long like that. He was fat.
Yeah.
And he was decomposed, but he was still fat.
Good grief.
And he was gross looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. And those snakes on the Suwannee River, they come right up to you. We're swimming in the water mm-hmm. off this bank, white beach like Hank uh-huh. on Suwannee River, and you know, bends like this.
Yeah.
And it's not too wide. Mm-hmm. We're swimming, and I'm swimming on this corner, and see this big old black snake coming up to me. Mm-hmm. So I ran to get my BB gun. My dad says, "Don't shoot him. Big old cottonmouth."
Yeah.
And so, time I get back, he scared him away, and you see him going down. So I walked down a little bit more, and he was there again. I kept shooting at him. And he kept going down. Finally, I couldn't get him.
Did you hit him or just?
Yeah, I shot him one time, and he just kind of bellied over and go under. I shot about five snakes that time. Uh-huh. This one, it was, I don't know what, they had like diamonds on the back, but it was a water snake, and he was kind of brown.
Yeah.
And I was swimming, and I was stepping on these stumps. Mm-hmm. Right on a stump, he was just sitting there.
Yeah.
So I went up there and got my net, and I caught him.
Mm-hmm.
Big old snake put him up on shore, and he was trying to get me with, now he going like that and trying to get me.
Yeah.
So I ended up having to heave him in the water. I was going to keep him.
Yeah.
If he wasn't poisonous.
Did you ever throw rocks? Throw a rock at maybe at an angle, it'll skip.
Yeah.
Yeah, what'd you call that?
Skipping rocks. Man, sometimes you get a lot of skips on. They gotta be flat.
Yeah.
Like water ski on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I almost broke my knee, got water in my knee.
Mm-hmm.
I was water skiing.
Yeah.
And going around a corner, and I was doing about 40 on water skis.
Yeah.
And my dad said, "Drop one off like that."
Uh-huh.
So I dropped one off, and I was crawling on top of the water like that. And one of the water skis hit me right there on the knee.
Ooh.
And it almost cracked it. And I couldn't even move it. It was all swollen like that for a long time.
Good God.
It still hurts.
Yeah.
Hit me right there.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple days ago, I was skating on the skateboard.
Yeah.
And I was moving fast. Hit this wet water mm-hmm. and just ran into a brick wall. Both my knees hit it again.
Good God.
They're all bruised up.
It's kind of hard to walk like that.
Yeah. It gets kind of like they're cramping at all time.
Did you ever build dams on creeks?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's this one creek that has a sandbag ditch, but you know, it only floods. It's for when it floods, it mm-hmm. runs off. But don't flood top, but one time it flooded pretty good down there.
Yeah.
And it was pretty deep creek, but it's dried up and it just sandbagged it, and it's all clean there, hey?
Mm-hmm.
And all this water come down there, so we got on our bottoms and it comes flooring down. We go way down the sandbag just like that and going mm-hmm. under the water in there, hey? It's fun to go long ways underwater.
Yeah.
We all think of swimming back in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's deep. One time I had to get on my friend's head because it was over my head. Deep back in there.
Did you ever build little dams?
Yeah. We built a dam on that sandbag ditch one day when it didn't flood too much.
Mm-hmm.
But it just takes a long time. We got it pretty high.
Yeah.
Then the sand started getting real soft and mucky.
Mm-hmm.
And it just knocked it over.
Mm-hmm. How would you go about building a dam?
You're putting sand and sand and rocks and sand and rocks. And, some bricks and stuff like that. And you gotta get hard mud.
Yeah.
A lot of rocks.
Would you go? Wouldn't you? You might put a big log at the bottom.
Yeah.
Or would you use two? Or?